Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose, Rose Columbo right here for you. And welcome, welcome to Columbo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 12 to 1 p.m. on the West Coast.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
The Justice Club is back on Columbo Chronicles Live podcast. Join Rose Columbo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
That's right. There is very little justice in the world today. So on the part two of Columbo Chronicles, we discuss today's issue, jihadist cyber attacks against the United States. That just came out in the news today. Very serious problem for America and for the children as well. On part one, we have our return and popular and exciting guest, Susan Moss, M-O-S-S, and she has a great website, and she is a very popular person, go-to person with her wonderful books on healthcare and how to help heal your own body. She's a veteran health reporter. She speaks at the cancer societies every year whenever they return again because, of course, everything was shut down for a couple of years. But she's a popular speaker at those conferences. And she is an editor and an author, a best-selling author. And she will discuss today what's happening with this. Some people call it the vaccine. I personally call it a experimental and trial injection or a jab because, to the best of my knowledge, there is a Pfizer trade secret formula. Nobody knows what's in it, but has been injected into millions of people around the world with unknown consequences, months, one, two, or 3 years or more down the road. But who will connect the injuries or the deaths down the road? In fact, there's so much misinformation and disinformation on how many young people have suffered from heart attacks and strokes and inflammation and paralysis, along with adults as well. And it's very important to know that the Secretary of HHS, Mr. Becerra, has revised the FDA EUA emergency use authorization so many times it's hard to keep up with. In fact, it seems to be revised to match up with Pfizer and the Pfizer Corporation. The CEO recently resigned. And the top guy for NIH, Dr. Collins, recently retired. And so it's all very interesting how all these people invested in the Pfizer, J&J, AstraZeneca, the Moderna injections on an experimental and trial basis and an experiment on humanity with unknown consequences to individuals. Is playing out with people resigning and retiring who probably are heavily invested in the business of vaccines, big pharma, AI, 5G, and, of course, mRNA therapy, which has never been used on human beings as well, but also injected into millions of people around the world, which I find personally to be grossly negligent by all leaders of the USA and those in big pharma, AMA, HHS, CDC, WHO, and all of the alphabet agencies that are involved in this experiment on humanity, with no liability to anyone, including the distributors, the marketers, the packaging, the labelers, investors. Nobody has any liability, whether you drop dead or whether you are injured permanently for life and you were once healthy, or end up with a neurological injury, or both physically and neurological injuries, and can no longer take care of yourself. And then the family, it trickles on down to, becomes the caregivers. And who pays for that? Who pays for their time and their efforts, especially if they can't afford professional caregivers, which are extremely expensive? So there's a lot of issues that are not being discussed, but you can be sure that they are discussed on Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday, because these issues not only affect Americans and our children and babies and pregnant women and the future lives of our natural-born Americans needed to preserve our sovereign nation, but we really can't call ourselves a sovereign nation because our borders are open. And as long as we have open borders, we don't have a country. We are not a sovereign nation. We are not a republic operated by the rule of law. We are a borderless nation of unidentified 30 million plus and still pouring in foreigners from third world nations who overpopulate. They don't get abortions and they don't get abortion pills because most of them are either from the Middle East, and one of their weapons is they overpopulate as a weapon to dominate. It's overpopulation for domination of countries that they seek to conquer, which is, of course, all of Western civilization and then the world. So then we have the Catholics coming from down south who also don't believe in abortions or in taking the abortion pills, which Bill Gates and Melinda Gates are the big supporters and funders of abortions, Planned Parenthood, and abortion pills around the world for depopulation, because once you depopulate the natural-born citizens in countries, sovereign countries, you will no longer have a sovereign country because you will not have enough natural-born babies to grow up and preserve their nations and their laws and their civilization and their culture and their way of life. So I just wanted to point that out before we enter into the world of authors and experts, which we are about to do in just one moment. But first, we're going to take a break, and we will be back after this important message. So don't touch that dial.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
The Justice Club is back on Colombo Chronicles Live Podcast. Join Rose Colombo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. I'm so happy we're all alive. It's a beautiful day on the West Coast, and it's sunny, and it's just perfect. Hope you're having the same beautiful weather as we are. I see no climate change today, and I don't hope for any. It's a beautiful day. And We're going to enter into the wonderful world of authors and experts with our popular returning guest, Susan Moss, and her last name is M-O-S-S. So you can look her up on the computer because she does have a website. And she is a best-selling author. She's a veteran health reporter, editor, and she's written very popular books in the past and currently. Her latest book is COVID-19, A Natural Approach. And she is the go-to person to read her books if you want to help yourself stay healthy. And she wrote it with a scientist, and she also gives her personal viewpoints on her vaccine and what to expect. She also is the popular author of Keep Your Breath and Surviving Cancer, as well as a novel destined for the silver screen. So let's say hello to Susan, and let's get started. Hi, Susan Moss. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm very happy to see the sun shining, and it's such a beautiful day outside. It just makes me happy when we have good weather, you know. It's like spring popping up or going out and summer coming in. But my flowers are all blooming, so I'm very happy.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, and because flowers to me, you know, remind me of life because they are living and they're from seeds, which were from seeds, and then they're planted and then they start to get nourished and grow and then they blossom like a baby. And
yeah.
So I'm so happy that you're with us today because a lot of people are still concerned about the COVID-19 and the and how to find information on a natural approach. And what do you mean, Susan, when you say a natural approach to COVID-19?
Well, we all have our innate immune system, and if we support it with the correct things, the vaccination is not necessary. In fact, it's can be very harmful. I know a person who died from the vaccination, and I know people who have suffered from the vaccination. So there is a better way, and it's all natural, and it is in my book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach, which I wrote with the scientist Dan Marquez, who's like an encyclopedia on natural supplements, diet. He even gives recipes. And it's a fabulous book. While I was writing it, I did contact COVID-19, and I got rid of it in only 2 days. My assistant, Sandy, also caught it, and he got rid of it in 3 days with the information. So it's very vital that you know how to do that naturally.
Yes, and I'm very happy that you wrote the book because the bottom line is, let's face it, nobody involved in vaccines and making billions of dollars and owning patents, which are all the people that are promoting it with no liability to them for your injuries or your lost loved ones or the funeral services or the caregiving. Your whole life is turned upside down, or the victim's life is turned upside down, who were once healthy, including children. I heard a doctor say, you know, that the kids that were suffering after these forced vaccines, because the Surgeon General said once they get on the public campus of public schools, which are taxpayer-funded schools by the parents and Americans, that they are now the property of the school and the parents have no opt-outs. And that's just the way it is. And that is, to me, is communism and a dictatorship when no vaccine is 100% safe and effective, even if it is licensed. And to the best of my ability and knowledge, Susan, these jabs are not approved case studies, short and long-term, written into and published in medical journals or FDA licensed, which takes 5 to 25 years. So I'm very happy that you wrote this because millions of people have been jabbed, right?
Yeah, it's a shame because we don't know the long-term effects, but we do know people have been injured and have died from the vaccine. It's not really a vaccine, by the way. It's a gene manipulation, and it doesn't fit the definition of vaccine just because they shoot it into your arm. It doesn't stay in your arm. It goes out. The spike proteins that they tell your that this shot tells your body to make go into every organ, and especially the heart and the brain, and with tragic consequences for many people. And I think we've been totally victimized by this idea we have to have mandatory shots because this is dictatorship. We have lost control of our own bodies. I know I had to go get a fake vaccination card because I couldn't get in anything. My art shows at art fairs, and I admit it, I have a fake pass because I would not subject my body, especially since I've already had COVID. It's very dangerous to get the more spike proteins put in your body. So I had to go through the subterfuge and lie and say I had the vaccine when I didn't have it. And I think this is very tragic for society. It's very tragic for people who want to stay healthy and know people who have suffered or even died from the from this so-called vaccine.
And not only that, how unhealthy it is, because they have destroyed families. In Australia, they forced parents to bring their kids to be jabbed in an arena, and the parents couldn't be present. And there's a Pfizer trade secret formula, so nobody really knows what's being injected into the bodies because it's a secret, according to Pfizer, who wants to keep it a secret for 75 years. Well, of course, they'll all be dead and gone and have made billions of dollars. And who are the... What are the products and the consumer products that they are using to make billions of dollars? They are using coercion, threat, and fear-mongering to use human beings as human lab rats for their case studies for mRNA, because Moderna's writing state that they're so excited to have real human beings being jabbed with mRNA because they have so many advancements in technology in the medical field that they can now, you know, get that information from human beings after all the animals died from two jabs. So it's very serious because they have taken families in Australia and Canada and moved them away from their families and put them into concentration camps, I call it, because that's what Hitler did, right? I mean, that's my opinion.
Well, the latest news is Moderna had to throw out 30 million doses of their so-called vaccine because nobody wants it.
Gee, I wonder why. My mother, bless her soul, she was doing pretty good for her age, and she lived in her apartment 25 years, and she had friends. She went to bingo every Monday. She went to church every Sunday. She got her hair and nails done every Thursday. And she was even at 89, she was the president of her golf club. She spent two terms with the as president of the Republican Women's Club. She's a very active woman and very strong will. She loved life. She lived it to the fullest. And I couldn't convince her, you know, to wait on those jabs because she wanted to go back to church. She wanted to go back to bingo. She wanted to see her friends. Because she was a social person, I could see that she was getting depressed, you know, being isolated and from all her activities and her friends. And she got the two jabs because they encouraged it in her community there and even brought people in to jab them, and the Pfizer jabs. And She ended up in a coma with neurological injury in a nursing home, and
oh my God,
she just passed away in February on my son's birthday, actually. And and my friend's dad, I already knew what was going to happen, and I didn't know about the neurological injury, but I knew about the blood clots that could occur, and so I was really, like, concerned. And then, but there's nothing I could do about it. And then my friend's dad had a heart issue, and they still jabbed him, and 2 weeks later he died. And just the fact that people are dying, and the fact that when there was the swine flu, and only, there was a minor number of people who died, maybe up to 25 or something, and they stopped it at that point. And there were no short or long-term case studies on that either. When Obama and Biden pulled that stunt with the mandate that if you didn't get jabbed, that you would be fired from your job. So this isn't the first time they pulled this stunt, only they pulled it on a worldwide global agenda this time. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a crime. Bill Gates. And have you seen a photo of Bill Gates lately? And I'm reminded of Oscar Wilde and what he said. He said that it's what you do in life is not the tragedy, it's what you become.
And what did you think about his photo when you saw it?
His photo is smarmy, ugly, grasping. I've never seen someone look so ugly in my entire life.
Well, you know that, you know, the inside, you know, is what makes people look happy and glowing and peaceful. But when you're doing things to harm other people for profit and because you believe that you're of a specific bloodline and you're the only ones that should live and everyone else needs to go so you can control the planet, I mean, bad things are going to happen inside your body. And I don't believe any of these people got the jabs. I think they got a placebo or a B12 maybe, as they're getting it on camera. Look at me. I've been jabbed trying to encourage everybody else to do it. That is so bizarre to me, Susan.
Well, I don't know why they would subject themselves to it. We do know some of the ingredients, Rose. Here are some yummy ingredients. Polyethylene glycol. The other one is graphene oxide. Now that sounds like something I would paint with.
The chemical researchers say they're poisonous to human beings.
These are very, very, very toxic things. And then the spike protein, which we're all masking up to avoid. They're telling your body to make this spike, and so you make thousands and billions of these spikes that are attacking every organ in your body. Give me a break.
Yes, and the other thing is that your immune system is being destroyed because doctors say that the more chemicals you're putting into your body that are not natural to the human body, that it weakens your immune system. And eventually, if your immune system gets so weakened, you die.
Well, the immune system is important in cancer, too. And I want your listeners to know about my other books, Keep Your Breath and Survive Cancer, because if they got the quote-unquote vaccine, they're going to need my other books, too, because their immune system has been harmed. And they need to know about cancer so that they can get well from it. Keep Your Breath is about how I healed myself of breast and uterine cancer, and this is 31 years ago, without drugs, radiation, or surgery, and I've never had a recurrence. Survive Cancer is about how other people turn to a natural approach, some after medical treatment failure, and how they got well from cancer.
Wow, it's and chemotherapy too. I mean, I have a friend right now, Susan, who was an award-winning bodybuilder, and they gave him some drugs that they are linked to chemotherapy, and they didn't disclose that information to him, and now his legs are very weak. He's having trouble with his legs. And so we have to be very careful. My point was, of a doctor's, here, just take this, take that. They're more apt to give you a prescription, and people don't go home and look up the ingredients and the side.
Yeah, I don't take any prescriptions. I do have gout, which I inherited from my mother, and that means I'm missing an enzyme. I can't digest fast, so I have a very low-fat diet, and I bought a Vitamix, and I use that to make smoothies every day, and also I recommend it for sauces, for spaghetti and soups. You can make wonderful things without using a lot of saturated fat. I don't use any saturated fat because I can't tolerate it. I use olive oil pretty much exclusively, even in my baking, and it works great.
Well, also, did you hear that or read? I read. And I also saw the attorney YouTube online, but it seems like they took it down because I couldn't find it again. But anyway, there was an article just came out recently stating what she stated on the YouTube video, that she's suing Bill Gates and WHO in their country for murder.
Who is doing that?
She's from India. She's an attorney.
Oh, yeah. Well, we should have a lot of people suing Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci because they came up with this idea to create in a lab in Wuhan with Echo Health a virus that would create a pandemic that they could make tons of money off of. They could create a vaccine and they could sell it and make tons and tons and tons of money.
And also I read that Pfizer got a contract with the USA, Israel, and the UK, and they and we in the UK, Israel, and USA taxpayers are funding the distribution, not Pfizer, of their jabs. And they're a private corporation.
Well, I think it's the biggest crime that we've ever had. It really tops Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've killed and disfigured and disability. The disabilities and the murder that they made mandatory. I think this tops Hitler.
Oh, I do too. In fact, I read the EUA, and they've revised it so many times to meet whatever is happening with Pfizer Corporation, and to keep revising it to meet whatever their needs are. And so now they revised it several times since January 2021 to reduce the age from 16 to 12. And then Dr. Collins and Dr. Fauci and I guess CDC and WHO want it reduced down to 5 years old.
Yeah, no, and then they want to do it to infants too.
Yeah, infants and pregnant women. So
it's such a crime. It's just, Rose, I can't even.
Crimes against humanity.
I can't even wrap my mind around what kind of criminal mind is content with this.
I can't wrap my mind around, Susan, is I don't understand how the Department of Justice and all the secret agencies they have that have more power than we know about, and the military haven't taken action to save lives.
Yeah, well, we've got airline pilots falling asleep. We've got them dying on the job because they were mandatory. They had to get this horrible jab. And we have pilots who cannot fly anymore because of the heart problems that this jab created. And we have friends and relatives who've suffered and even died. And it's time we wake up. Our book has been available for over a year. And we were successful at helping friends as well as ourselves get well naturally from COVID-19. You don't have to die. You don't have to even get that sick. I mean, I fought it off for 2 days, and the third day I was well. It's not that, wasn't that hard because my immune system is in great shape. I swim at the Y 40 minutes each morning, 5 days a week. I eat a very low-fat diet. I do my art. I do my writing. I love my life. I don't have any extra weight on me. And, you know, I think the way you take care of yourself is number one. And a lot of people who died from this vax were diabetic already, overweight, had other underlying conditions, or were older like your mom. Your mom should never have ever have subjected herself to this. She'd probably still be alive today.
Well, the thing is that, you know, they fearmonger these elderly people. And, I mean, you could not go to a retail store. You could not go to a salon. You could not go to church. You could not. And then they told them they're going to die if they don't get the jabs. And they called them vaccinations, which they aren't, because they're not licensed by the FDA and they aren't approved by case studies over time to the benefits versus the direct adverse health effects of and death. And they had the list, Pfizer, FDA, Dr. Fauci, CDC, all of them had the long list of potential direct adverse effects, including death, on individuals with unknown consequences to individuals, and they never, ever, to the best of my knowledge, disclosed that, Susan, to the public.
Of course not.
They already
knew. The media is bought off by the pharmaceutical companies. But,
and Bill Gates. Bill Gates donated like $300 million or $500 million to have his platform, and those interviews to me are no more than commercials. They're ads.
Yeah,
that's
well,
all.
That's what the news has degraded. The mainstream news has been degraded to drug information, commercials. Drug commercials. That's what the nightly news is. It's a drug commercial.
And it's also brainwashing people, like the elderly. You know, they're like, oh, my God, I'm going to drop dead if I don't get these jabs, you know. And so I, you know, fear-mongering, coercion, and threats that you're going to be fired or you're going to die if you don't do as you're told is what criminals do to their victims when they take them hostage and then they tell them, you know, they threaten them and they tell them, if you don't do what I tell you to do and obey me, then I'm going to punish you, which is what they want the employers to do to their employees as well, which is what the airlines got caught up in.
Yeah, well, it's very tyrannical. And I don't know if this country will ever get back to normal. Normal was when I was growing up. There wasn't any mandatory anything. You could just do what you wanted. I know that my dad said I was a healthy baby until they started vaccinating me. And then I wound up with all these problems, ear problems and screaming and crying. And he said it was, if it had been up to him now, he would have never given me any vaccinations.
And thousands of millions of people have said there, and they went to the Senate long before COVID, and they said, and they testified and said, I have a perfectly healthy child. And as soon as they were vaccinated, they got autism. And the senators didn't care. They just dismissed these thousands of people who showed up to testify and who had healthy kids, and suddenly after they're vaccinated, they had autism, and they dismissed it. And because I think most of them are accept donations from their lobbyists or, you know, to stay in the office or else or both, they're invested in big pharma making profits. So this is a serious problem for the world now, but especially America, since we're supposed to be the leader and of what's happening around the world. And people around the world depend on us to make things right so that they can have hope that they can make things right in their countries. And so, you know, I have no idea, you know, why people don't take the opportunity to purchase books such as yours. Well, I mean, they do, but I mean, everybody should is what I'm saying, worldwide, because COVID-19, a natural approach, and is so important to people, especially people who have been jabbed or are thinking about getting jabbed, as well as Keep Your Breath and Surviving Cancer. And Susan, I really appreciate your information. I did want to ask you one thing. I know that you were aware of a 40% increase of deaths in Israel of people who died after the jabs rolled out in January 2021. But did you know that there's also an increase of 40% in America, according to the group life insurance companies and the morticians and ethical doctors who have also stated the same?
Yeah, I think we're just having to really fight for our health at this point and our sanity, because, as I say, the world has changed. It has never gone back. At least the mandatory thing and the masks, which were silly because they cannot protect against viruses. I think the whole thing was a control thing. And I know I suffered from being isolated. Fortunately, I have a girlfriend. We scheduled a outdoor late lunch every at least once a month, which helped a lot. But anyway, you can see my books on SusanHMoss.com. I urge people to get hold of them. and read them, because right now, as always, but especially right now, it's very hard to keep your health. And if you've gotten a vaccine, you've got to work even harder to keep your health. And these books are chock full of ideas as to how to do that.
I know they are, and I'll tell you, they've helped me, because I definitely have, thank God, knock on wood, it's worked for me. And I mean, they'd have to drag me physically to jab me, because I would never, ever get an experimental and trial injection when I'm perfectly healthy. And they're telling me, well, it doesn't matter if you're healthy, you still have COVID. How does that make sense? That makes no sense. If you have no symptoms, you still have COVID. Hello?
No, I'm sorry.
Our bodies tell us when we're sick.
That test was never meant to be a test, by the way. The inventor disavows it as a test.
Yeah, and I read that. Don't quote me, but I think he passed away after making those statements.
Well, I'm sorry, but if you don't agree with the Great Reset and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Fauci, you might be in trouble. But the thing is, we have to stand our ground. We have to keep our health, and we have to know what we're doing. And I just hope people will read my books and find out the truth.
Well, I just want to thank you so much, Susan, for sharing your information, writing your information, working with a scientist to make sure it's all accurate, and then being brave enough to help people protect themselves and their children and families and loved ones, and hopefully share that information. Again, the books are COVID-19, A Natural Approach, co-written with a scientist, and also Keep Your Breath and Surviving Cancer. And you can, and you have a novel destined for the silver screen, right?
Yeah, The Accident Stager. Something
well,
fun
that's
to
fantastic.
Read.
Well, Susan Moss, it's always a pleasure to have you on Columbo Chronicles Live. I'm so happy that you're doing well. And much blessings to you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Rose, and thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Susan Moss has left the building, and we're going to leave for a break, and then we'll come back with the Justice Club.
The Justice Club is back on Columbo Chronicles Live Podcast. Join Rose Columbo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Columbo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Columbo, available at Amazon.com.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Hi, listen up. I hope you enjoyed the first part of our show, Authors and Experts, with our very special returning guest, Susan Moss, also an artist as well. And now we're going to enter into the world of the Justice Club, because there's very little justice in the world, and don't expect justice, as I wrote in my popular book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, published back in 2010. Expect decision, because that's what you're going to get. You're going to get decisions by strangers who know nothing about you, nothing about your life. So that's a pretty frightening thought. So, Ray, FBI blocked plan cyber attack on Children's Hospital. Very serious. It's by Eric Tucker and Ellen Suderman. and it's on AOL. And I read a lot on AOL as well. And it's from the Washington AP. The FBI thwarted a planned cyber attack on a children's hospital in Boston that was to have been carried out by hackers sponsored by the Iranian government, FBI Director Christopher Wray said Wednesday. Now, I find this very serious, of course, because I think a lot of people don't recall that when Obama and Biden were in office along with Eric Holder and Valerie Jarrett, who was stuck to Obama's side, had threatened that if Americans opposed them, that they would be punished. It hit the newspaper about 2012 during the election time, which caught my attention because we are being punished, aren't we? Because we didn't vote for Obama or Biden or Barry Sotero, whatever his name is. But anyway, it was at that time that the Muslim Brotherhood showed up in the White House. Never had happened before in the past. But suddenly in 2009, the Muslim Brotherhood is frequenting the White House, and we're having Muslim prayers on Christian Day. Christian Day prayer day is canceled, and the Muslims are praying at the White House on the landscape there. President Reagan had enacted Christian prayer day at the White House years ago when he was in office. So then we find out that Obama and Biden are flying in all these unidentified, anti-American, deep-rooted, radicalized persons born in those countries, which is that's what they do, and in those third world countries. And it's just part of their culture and civilization. And they begin when they're toddlers. And so they have their own laws, their own Sharia law that is a political and religious set of ideologies that are bonded together and cannot be separated. And that is different than in the USA, where our Constitution is separate religion, or supposed to be separate from religion. And so people have freedom of religion, even though we are rooted in a Christian foundation from the Bible, because all of our laws and our Constitution and our God-fearing framers, except for maybe two, were God-fearing, God-loving Christians, Bible thumpers, who rooted our Constitution and all of our laws from the Ten Commandments and the Bible, and that's why we're called a Christian nation, a Christian foundation. You do not have to be a Christian to live in America and become a citizen at all. You can be any religion you want, including a Satanist. Well, whoopee. And so that's real freedom for you. Or a globalist, there's more freedom for you. That's a religion as well. And so, or a cult, whatever you want to call it. I mean, people call Christians a cult. So, I mean, you want to call it a cult or a religion, whatever. You have the freedom to do so and to join, whatever you want to join. And so that's the difference. And here's Obama and Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder and Joe Biden flying in. The goal was 5 million Palestinians tied or members of Hamas into the USA secretly at night, diverting about $20 million of our taxes for this secret agenda, and bypassing TSA, Border Patrol, ICE, police, sheriffs, and legal vetting and background checks and identification and health care checks and so forth, so they aren't bringing in contagious diseases from that plague the third world countries. And so then they opened the borders and changed, probably by Obama's pen, an executive order, which executive orders were never intended to make laws. They are for administrative purposes. But he probably and allegedly used an executive order as a mandate to change detain and deport into detain and release, But in reality, that's bypassing Congress and the Constitution and the will of the American people. So that's why they use and abuse the executive order. So they can bypass Congress, the Constitution, and the will of the majority of Americans. That's it. There's no other reason to do it. Again, nobody's asking if that is constitutional, legal, or lawful. And nobody's changed it. Even President Trump didn't change it back to detain and deport, to the best of my knowledge. I could be wrong, but it looks like it's still detain and release. And the borders are wide open. So what's the use of having Border Patrol if those who sneak in, even after the wall's built, if ever, or the borders are more secure and they still sneak in by flying them in to the USA or bringing them in by boat or smuggling them on ships at ports, because the Clintons gave away or leased or tried to give away the Long Beach Naval Base and port to the communist foreign enemy Chinese country leaders. And that particular leader at that time had committed genocide against his own citizens. So Anthony Hilder, a patriot, exposed it and led a march and ended up with Senate hearings. And so instead of giving our Long Beach port and naval base to this communist Chinese leader, allegedly leased it to them. I don't know where the money's coming from or going. Neither does anybody else, if there's ever been any. Leased to him, allegedly leased it to him, and tariff-free since 1993 or so. So then he outsourced our intellectual property, manufacturing companies, and our jobs to a foreign enemy nation. And how did that happen? Oh, it was under the guise, not considered, well, it allegedly was espionage, but under the guise of globalism and outsourcing to help third world nations. Well, there are third world nations who are friendly to America, but not communist China. Communist China has its eyes set on America, and so does the Middle East Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, who wouldn't want our beautiful homeland? Who wouldn't want to steal our homeland? Who wouldn't want to overpopulate it and dominate it? Because overpopulation is a weapon used by third world nations to dominate. It's used by criminals who dominate a smaller portion of people that they take hostage. Well, we were taken hostage 2019 by the globalists, Big Pharma, AMA, and our own government. Taken hostage over a flu with a 99.9% recovery rate for kids and 96.9% up to 99% recovery rate for the average person who gets early health treatment from their doctors, if they should get that particular flu. But the fact is that over 550,000 people die from the flu every year, whether it's TB, pneumonia, COPD, asthma. They all have the same symptoms, basically. Legionnaires' disease, they all basically have the same symptoms, and they're all an influenza. And people die every single year. Millions die around the world from the flu, which plague the Middle East and China. And yet, they have been flying in and allowing people to walk across our borders, take boats, hit our ports without any health care checks. And they're still coming. Well, they locked us down. And they allowed BLM and Antifa to herd during the whole pandemic. Nobody got COVID, to my knowledge, who were herding while having their peaceful protests. So now we're up to, we want a great reset and we want to steal your money. We want to do the greatest heist and robbery of the United States cash and coins and silver and gold. We want to put you in the cyber system where we, whoever we are, the globalists, can control your bank accounts. And if we want to freeze them, too bad. If we want to wipe them out, too bad. Who are you going to go to? Who are you going to complain to? How are you going to pay your bills? How are you going to feed your family? How are you going to buy gasoline? Do you want these globalists stealing your bank accounts and changing, stealing your cash and changing it into a digital imaginary Bitcoin cryptocurrency that goes up and down, and yeah, it's not tangible? So if your phone doesn't work and you're trying to pay for food, guess what? You don't get to buy the food because you have no tangible cash to, as an opt-in, to pay for your food. Do you want these people controlling and stealing and creating the greatest heist and greatest robbery and hijacking of America's wealth? Because that's the great reset for you. So this was important to me because it's a cyber attack on a children's hospital in Boston by these jihadists who have been carried out by hackers sponsored by the Iranian government, according to FBI Director Christopher Wray, who said this on Wednesday. Wray told the Boston College Cybersecurity Conference that his agents learned of the planned digital attack from an unspecified intelligence partner and got Boston Children's Hospital the information it needed last summer to block what would have been one of the most desperate cyber attacks I've seen. So now, these people in the globalist society who believe that they are have the legal, lawful, or constitutional authority to just wipe out your bank accounts and turn them into some imaginary digital money that they control. And if you have a, they're just going to say, well, it was a cyber attack, it was hackers, there's nothing we can do, that all your money's gone and disappeared. If they can into the Boston College cybersecurity, they've hacked into our national security, they've hacked into our banks, they've hacked into hospitals, what makes you think they're not going to hack into your personal accounts and steal your money, your cash? And they have no authority to steal your cash. These are just people, and the Federal Reserve is not part of the federal government. They are a foreign agency. How did that happen, and why did it happen? Why do they have all our gold? Where is the gold? Anyway, the FBI chief recounted that antidote in a broader speech about ongoing cyber threats from Russia, China, and Iran, and the need for partnerships between the U.S. government and the private sector. Well, if you want a partnership with the U.S. government and the private sector, then stop these globalists from stealing and hijacking the biggest robbery and heist of America's wealth and their personal accounts. We always need tangible cash and coins in order to make sure that we personally can purchase items without going to an ATM and be controlled by the government or the globalists and saying, sorry, we froze your account. Children's and our Boston office already knew each other well. Oh, let's see here. He said that the Bureau and Boston Children's Hospital had worked closely together after a hacktivist attacked the hospital's computer network in 2014. Martin Gosfeld launched a cyber attack at the hospital to protest the care of a teenager at the center of a high-profile custody battle and later was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Well, these Iranian jihadists who are creating cyber attacks are dangerous, and we have open borders. We have open ports. We have open port to the communist Chinese, and they are accessing and coming through our borders and bringing fentanyl joy the minds of the young people in this country. When are Americans going to wake up? When it comes to Russia, he said the FBI is racing to warn potential targets about preparatory actions that hackers are taking toward destructive attacks here in America. In March, for instance, the FBI warned that it was seeing increased interest by hackers in energy companies since the start of Russia's war against Ukraine. While our gasoline is skyrocketed to $6 in California, the electricity is skyrocketing. They're telling us we're having food and water shortages. This is a bunch of crock of crap, in my opinion, and Americans need to wake up. Why, in the most powerful country in the world, are they allowing millions of illegals and jihadists and terrorists and cartels and gangs and unidentified people pouring into our borders and then telling us we have a food and water shortage and you're going to pay $6 for gasoline because we have been compromised in the Ukraine and in Russia and China and they're all coming against us? When are they going to attack the grid, America? You better wake up before it's too late. And it also says, Ray emphasized the need for private companies to work with the FBI to thwart ransomware gangs and nationwide hackers, adding that building those relationships is the key to success. We're running behind. Wouldn't you say we're really running behind here? What these partnerships let us do is hit our adversaries at every point, from the victims' networks back all the way to the hackers' own computers. Well, what I think that the FBI should do is start deporting all of these jihadists, illegals, and gangs and cartels and terrorists from our country. I think that's a good start. And then securing the border and the ports and this open policy to allow communist China to access our port as if they own it, and stop selling our land and giving it away and our hotels and our golf courses and our government secrets and taking bribes. That would be a good start. U.S. Senator Rob Portman, a Republican from Ohio and ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, issued a report earlier this year critical of this FBI's response to some ransomware victims. In two cases, the FBI prioritized its investigative and prosecutorial efforts to disrupt attacker operations over victims' need to prevent and mitigate damage. This shouldn't even be happening. None of this. This should not even be happening. And it all happened in 2009 when our leaders began bringing people secretly into the USA using who are from foreign enemy nations and opening our ports and our borders and migrating them here. We have over 30 million illegals, unidentified people, and they're pouring in every single day. And what do you think about the people on the borders who have all these unidentified people trespassing on their property? How frightening is that? Well, that's all I have time for. But God bless you. God bless America. Pray for our leaders to get some sanity and to remember that they're sworn and paid to protect the safety and welfare and secure the borders for the American people and to be by the American people, with the American people, to save the children and to stop this open border policy that doesn't work for any country, because that's why no other country in the world except the USA has this open border policy and allows foreign enemy nations to hijack their country and their people's bank accounts. And anyone who is for it is against us, the people. We, the people, who are the government. They are the public servants. They are to do our will, but instead, they're imposing their will on us. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Well, my friends, time flies. And now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Columbo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Columbo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.